to order for the Arizona City Fire District Monthly Board Meeting. We would all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Board Member Sherry Frosch.
Here.
Alan Rogers.
Here.
Mr. Lloyd Stone.
Here.
Ken Davis, we have a quorum. I'd like to welcome everybody here. Fire Chief.
All right, Fire Chief's report is behind the first tab. Again, we have four applications for the month during for employment. Manpower is currently at 100%. Training for the month of March. Under EMS side is continuing the respiratory emergencies, and on the fire side, it's continuing the hydrant evolutions. Again, those are being led by the captains. Image trend is currently at 15% for 2024. During the month of February and March of 2024, we assisted 64 seniors with citizens with requests. For school events, we conducted the fire drill for the month of February. And then we're also working on our ESRAC grant for $80,000 for radios and working with other grants. And we're still spending down the $3,000 for the Factory Mutual grant for fire prevention. Staff reports are next. For the month of February, we ran a total of 313 calls. Of those, we wrote 169 reports, which is roughly 10.8 calls per day. You're going to see on the next page is our fractile response time. Of those 313 calls, 305 were in district, with a median response time of 3.941 minutes, so just under 4 minutes. And we did 8 out-of-district calls for a mean response time of 6.63 minutes. You'll also see in the next page kind of breaks down where those 313 calls are. We still continue to have the majority of our calls 3 to 4 minutes at 85, followed by 4 to 5 minutes of 73. And that is the chief's report and the staff reports for the month of February.
Correspondence?
We did receive... Oh, you need to vote on it.
Oh, so a motion to approve.
So moved.
Okay, motion by Board Member Rogers and Board Member Frost. Take a vote.
Can I ask a question?
Order.
Second by...
I second
okay,
it.
Take a vote.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, motion to pass.
Can I ask a question?
Order, please.
Pardon?
Order.
What?
You're out of order.
So, again, on the correspondence, we received several correspondence. We had one specific that came through from the Evangelical Methodist Church on Overfield saying thank you for all you do for our community. They also included a check for $440 to be used for our summer safety program and several other thank yous.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Board Member Rogers first. Ms. Frost, second. Have a vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Call of the public, Mr. Unger.
I'd rather have somebody, the other guy that signed up before me, Joel.
He doesn't set the context.
Mr. Unger, you have 2 minutes, sir.
Okay. Just so you know, I gave you papers. I hope you guys read them, because these are the laws that you guys are supposed to go by board members. And there's some important things in there. I've requested things. I have not received any communication from the board at all as far as my request. And I'd like to have this documented that it says minutes. There was no minutes. When somebody gets up and talks, that's part of your agenda, and it should be part of the minutes. And it should be noted on the public board. And I wish in the future you'd do that. And then I'd like to know when the chairman was elected, why that wasn't posted on the public board. Any answers? You're just going to sit there and let me use the 2 minutes and not answer me at all? I would suggest you read these, because I have full intent to go to the Attorney General if you guys don't start doing your job. That's great. Unreal.
Mr. Lynch?
Do I speak over him, or do I need to go?
Anywhere you're comfortable, sir.
I just wanted to say that, you know, I've been in the community for 3.5 years, and I've always been impressed about, you know, how this fire station is operated. Ever since I've met the chief, I've been blessed by seeing the things that he does and how he serves the community, not just in his quick response time, which he mentioned in the minutes there earlier, but the simple fact that I've talked to so many people through our church and through the community that I've met, and just about how literally their lives are saved because of their quick response that they do here. And I just wanted to say that how much we're blessed to have the chief and have this great fire department part of our community.
Amen.
Thank you.
Peter, sir.
I'm going to speak for a few seconds on my behalf and then on behalf of veterans of Arizona City, who has been nothing but graciously treated and respected by the fire department and allowing this facility to be used for community service. Community service organizations are extremely important. They're a vital part of any town, and the fire department happens to be one of those. Yes, it's a paid one, but you have a job, you do it very well. You have an item that you publish, and I'm going to read it out, okay? Comments from the public. Those wishing to address the Arizona City Fire District Board need to request permission in advance by filling out an address card. The district board is not permitted to discuss or take action on any item raised in the call to the public. It's as simple as that. And we will continue to come here so long as people come here to disrupt smooth operation of this department, smooth operation of making decisions, and instead trying to constantly intimidate you and everyone else. Stand strong. We're here. Everybody, please rise that are with me to let them know that you stand strong in this community. We step out for you just like you step out for us.
Amen.
Thank you very much for all you do.
Thank you.
Next item is old business discussion and possible action replacement of CPA firm Saunders.
So again, as we had talked many times, Saunders retired, even though we heard comments from the peanut gallery that wasn't true. We've re-verified it. They have retired. So, you know, we're going to deal with the facts. And we put that bid out for 6 bids. Of those 6 bids, we received 1 back. That's Walker and Armstrong. So tonight we just need to vote on that to move it forward to assign the contract to one of the 6 bids we received back.
Okay.
So we just need a motion to accept that for Walker and Armstrong going forward.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Okay. We'll have a vote.
Yep.
All in favor? Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes. Okay. There's no new business. The next meeting date will be on April 19, 2024. Agenda items are due by April 2nd.
Just one correct. April 9th.
April 9th is the next meeting.
Yes. Yeah.
Agenda items are due by April 2nd. My bad. Apparently, I can't read. Okay. Do I have a motion for an adjournment?
So moved.
Vote.
Mr. Aye. Chairman, can I rebut with
order, sir?
Vote.
Sal orders.
Aye. Motion carries. We're adjourned.
Vote.